A forum in downtown Anchorage today highlighted the need for a new look at multinational regulatory systems which deal with Arctic oil and gas development. Dr. Betsy Baker with the Vermont Law School Institute for Energy and the Environment addressed the Institute of the North as part of its Week of the Arctic program. Dr. Baker authored a paper focusing on U.S. and Canadian oil and gas regulations with an emphasis on how they compare with one another and how they line up with the Arctic Council's Arctic Offshore Oil and Gas Guidelines. Dr. Baker and her colleagues began their research into the differences in regulations before the disastrous Deepwater Horizon spill of last year.
The two regulatory bodies said, I don't know, 6 years ago now, we need to get together and just talk about our research needs every few years, just to share ideas that way. So the informal mechanisms are there, and maybe you stick with them. And what's really been helpful, people saying we're not so sure the formal route is the way to go, and we're not so sure harmonization is the way to go, that standards are being set and developed in a whole new light now since the Deepwater.
Dr. Baker is the lead on a white paper series which compares regulations for offshore development in Canada, Greenland, the U.S., and the Russian Federations. She says there's a number of areas in which the U.S. and Canada can coordinate or harmonize their regulations, but in other areas they have opposite approaches.
One difference between the two processes is that Canada's National Energy Board has a set timetable for its Arctic-specific review, while the U.S. DOI is more of an ongoing process. It continues to issue regulations, notices to lessees for all offshore activity, not just Arctic, even as it reviews its own Arctic procedures.
Dr. Baker says harmonization does not mean making all regulations identical, but aims to make selected rules on both sides of the U.S.-Canada boundary more uniform. Her paper is aimed at offering tools to regulators to help them identify which areas are the best candidates for harmonization. She says the role of industry standards is an important component in reaching more uniform oil and gas regulation, but that the U.S. and Canada have differing ways of incorporating those standards into a regulatory regime.